USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As last week ended, President Trump was saying he was hoping the country would be reopened for business despite the coronavirus pandemic by Easter Sunday, April 12th. However, yesterday he announced he's extending social distancing guidelines as a result of the virus for several more weeks.
We will be extending our guidelines to April 30th. To slow the spread.
New York City's mayor calling it a last resort. Bill de Blasio saying he has authorized police to issue $500 tickets to people who violate social distancing rules amid the coronavirus pandemic. Pope Francis calling for a temporary worldwide ceasefire. He called for the global halt to hostilities yesterday, saying countries need to protect their people from the coronavirus pandemic. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think I've turned a corner in not having so much fatigue. That was my initial problem, was I was just tired all the time. So I think it's helping me with that. I think it's a whole lot better as a supplement than a lot of other products. Basically, you heal from the cellular level up. That's why nutrition is so important. Having whole foods is very important for health. I really think that it's been helping me overall.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson declaring a disaster in the city of Jonesboro after a Saturday tornado touched down there. The National Weather Service says that it was an EF3 tornado. It did serious damage to downtown Jonesboro, but only a few minor injuries were reported. An EF1 touchdown in nearby Greene County. Checks from the recently passed coronavirus economic stimulus bill should be arriving in American bank accounts and mailboxes within the next 3 to 4 weeks, according to Treasury Chief Steven Mnuchin. A family of four could get up to $3,400, while an individual taxpayer would receive around $1,200. On this day in history, President Ronald Reagan was shot and wounded after a speaking engagement at the Washington Hilton Hotel. John Hinckley Jr. later disclosed that he was motivated by wanting to impress actress Jodie Foster. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A notorious rapist and serial killer has been found dead in his jail cell. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King with details.
Lonnie Franklin, the convicted serial killer known as the Grim Sleeper, who terrorized South L.A. for decades, has died in a California prison while awaiting execution. He was 67. Correction officials say Franklin was found unresponsive in a cell in San Quentin State Prison. An autopsy will determine the cause of death. He had been on death row since August 2016 for the deaths of 9 women and 1 teenage girl. He was linked at trial to 14 murders. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
With all sports sidelined by the coronavirus pandemic, ESPN is now reaching back to try to fill prime time. Starting tonight and for the next 5 weeks, ESPN will fill Monday night prime time with classic Monday night football games. The comebacks will kick off tonight with the Rams' 54-51 win over the Chiefs in 2018. That was the highest scoring Monday night football game ever. Monday Night Football will air at 8 p.m. Eastern from tonight through April 27th on ESPN. Again, that's on Mondays. And veteran TV and stage actor David Schramm has passed away at 73. Schramm, best known for playing airline owner Roy Biggins for 8 seasons on the NBC sitcom Wings in the 90s. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.